All right. Time to keep our Friday talk around going here. Talk with Brianna. That leads right in to my next segment here. CHI St. Francis President and CEO Terry Anderson. And good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Hey, we were talking about, you know, just the fact that what I've always admired about you is the periphery and the way that you can open up and see a bigger picture. You know, you're pretty panoramic. And it seems to come through in everything that you do out there. That's where all the new ideas come from.
Yep.
And the fact that you take input from your staff and just kind of run with it.
Yeah, great staff out there, Bill. You know, the ideas, and we just bounce off, and it just grows. It's just, it's like feeding off energy, sucking energy from whatever the universe and just capitalizing on it.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
I know.
We get in here, we ramble, and it's like, before I even ask, well, Terry, what's our subject today?
And it's like, Bill, I haven't seen you in years, and it's just like chatter, 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 and then it's time to go.
Here we go. What's our topic?
You know, this is a very serious topic. It's very dear to the healthcare field for in any organization, and it's about patient-centered experience.
Okay.
And our patient experience, and in the day it was patient satisfaction. It's just that you wanted to make the patient happy, but there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on with that. I mean, and when you think of like, why is it so important? You know, there's many reasons. So the first reason is it decreases our readmission. If we can get that experience correct, and I'm going to go through it, you know, I'm not going to go into great detail, but highlight it. If I can get your discharged where it needs to be, I'm going to prevent readmissions. And if I have readmissions 7 days and 30 days, that's dinged with CMS. So we have to make sure that that experience for that patient is, one is that we don't have the readmissions.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and it strengthens our financial performance.
Okay.
Because in order to get funding from CMS, you have to have a survey, and it has to be a standardized survey. So all healthcare facilities, their patients are surveyed. And with that survey it pulls out, is there trust? And I'll go into a little for more details on that. And then also it builds that reputation.
Okay.
You know, like you can go on and you can pull up to see what everybody's survey is doing in which facility and what the scores are. And then also, again, it's just building trust in the community and building trust within our four walls.
Right.
But the other thing is that we do need to have those surveys. One, because we want to improve on what I just said, and then it's our funding so that we can keep our doors open.
Okay.
And so when patients get their surveys, and Bill, I don't know if you've ever gotten a survey, but they're long. And people feel like it's a nuisance to fill out, or I'm going to fill it out because I had a bad experience. So when I say an experience, we have to get it right at every touch point. Every point needs to be right.
And like you said, there's a lot of moving pieces
there's
to that.
There's a lot of moving pieces.
Hence the length of
the survey. So the survey has like 8 domains that it's looking at. So when it gathers all these questions, it's did the MD communicate well? Did the nurse communicate well? Were we responsive? Was the environment clean and quiet? How was the discharge? Because it's important and days ago when we sent somebody home, our care quit when we said, Bill, you're done for the day.
You're out the door.
But now we have to make sure that you get to your appointments. We need to make sure you get your medications, you know, because that's your transition of care. So we have to look beyond that window. So that's part of that also.
So follow-up is huge.
Follow-up is huge.
Where it never used to be. I know that.
Yep. And so that's why you don't want that readmission. You want to set them up for success.
Okay.
Are they ready to go home? Did they need to go to a nursing home? Did they need to go to assisted living? Do you have home care going in? Okay.
Wow.
And then they look at the overall rating and likelihood to recommend. Now, the tricky part, now you can't say this when you're taking care of your patients, but there's 4 answers that you can answer that it never happened. And a question may be, was the room quiet and comfortable for you? And the answer could be never, sometimes, usually, or always. Okay. To meet top box, you have to put always. Our customers have to hit always.
Okay.
They can't hit some. If they hit sometimes, It does. It's a ding. If they hit, usually it's a ding.
So there's that just you registers be, there's more to this,
yeah,
right?
You have to be, so we have to be so good at what we do that they have to say, Terry always answered my call light on time. Terry always dumped my garbage. Terry always explained the medications that I received. You know, the nurse always, the doctor always sat down and explained their diagnosis.
Okay.
And so there's evidence-based practices that we do that help encompass that. There, all the leaders there, including myself, we round on the patients. You have to do bedside shift report because that builds trust. So, Bill, you're the patient. I come in. I'm the working nurse, and an oncoming nurse comes in. I'm going to say to you, Bill, this is Susie. She's going to be your nurse for the day. Let's go through your plan of care. Let's look at your whiteboard. What are your goals today? And then we're gonna talk. Bill had a great night's sleep. You know, he thought he was going to paint all night, but that wasn't. I didn't allow that. You know, so you just. But it's just this working motion. It's not like a nurse going in and giving the meds. You go in, Bill. Do you know what this med is? You know, for we do read, we do teach and read back, so that you have to tell us what we've taught you. It's a science.
This sounds just like a real step up on professional ethics.
It is.
I mean, it really does. It's a way to like supercharge your ethics. Right. I would think. Yep. I mean, that's the way it sounds.
And it's consistency. You just have to be consistent, and you got to build that trust so that you know when you come in that we're meeting these measures. We're trying hard. This is what we're striving for.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other thing that sometimes is that if you they only count inpatients, they don't do swing beds, and if you only have four people filling out that survey. And one is bad, it just tanks.
Takes
you.
Everything. Every, yeah, it takes does. Everything else down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to explain to the community that is a huge project that we look at every day. We have meetings on it, and then to get the employees engaged, we do a survey with them. And we work with them because you're not going to get your scores where they need to be, and you're not going to have patient experience where you want it to be unless your employees are engaged. So, Bill, you know, when I stepped into the position, that's when I wanted to bring pride to the organization. It mm-hmm. all falls into play.
Right.
And we do have employee surveys once a year, and then we do a quick highlight check halfway through the year. So it monitors is. And the questions are, do you feel like you belong to the organization? Would you recommend your family to this organization? You know, and then it snowballs into our safety. We have if you think patient experience is huge, we have a whole safety gamut.
That's a whole other thing.
I hope I'm not really talking, you know, high level here, but it's exciting. It's great.
Again, yep. Visionary looking on the periphery, and I think you and your staff are doing so much more of that now.
Yep.
And that's got to help with that. Again, fascinating stuff. I could listen to you talk about this mm-hmm. All day. What do you got for us next week?
You know, I don't know, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Going to be a surprise?
I know Unjay wants to come, but she's thinking about April. She's got a couple patients coming. We are putting in another service line, but it's not ready to reveal yet.
All right.
And, you know, just working at bringing out another entity out to the campus. So we're working on that. So when that happens.
All right.
I know. Just keeping it real.
Love the positivity, and I love the forward momentum you got going. Terry, always great to talk with you. And, folks, if you missed any of our conversation, we will have this up in our podcast early this afternoon here. Thanks for coming.
You have a great weekend.
Oh, you beat me to it. Terry Anderson, President and CEO, CHI St. Francis. That's a tongue twister for me. Good grief. It's 9:28 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Public comment period on the 45Z tax credit proposal is running through April 5th. Mitchell Hora, founder of the Continuum Ag in Iowa, said his company has been working on pushing the credit over the finish line.
45Z is a tax credit for low carbon biofuel. especially important for ethanol. And 45Z was originally part of the Inflation Reduction Act back in 2022. And the whole purpose is that the ethanol plants can earn tax credits for lowering their carbon footprint. And farmers are a big part of their carbon footprint. But through the use of regenerative practices like cover crops and no-till, we can